Hello everyone and welcome back to the Anurag Manik Show. As we've already done the season 1 and prequel season 0.5 of The Price of the Truth, we decided in the concluding season, that is the season 2 of The Price of the Truth, that we bring out the stories of some of the biggest whistleblowers in the history of the world. In this episode, we are going to introduce to you a man who needs no introduction as a whistleblower, the man who has been in exile for a better part of the last decade, someone we all know or someone we all have heard of. The man himself, Edward Snowden. He is the world's most famous whistleblower, and he elucidates as never before on why he stood up to the mass surveillance and his love for an internet that no longer exists. Edward Snowden, arguably the world's most famous whistleblower, is a man who lived behind plenty of pseudonyms before putting his true name out to his truth-telling. When he was first communicating with a journalist who would reveal his top secret NSA leaks, he used the name Citizen 4, Sinatus, and Verax Latin for truthful and annoying allusion to the Julian Assange's old hacker handle Mendax, the teller of lies. But in his newly published memoir and manifesto, Permanent Record, Snowden describes other handles, albeit long defunct ones, Shrike, the Knight, Corwin, the Bard, Belgerian, the Smith, Squeaker, the Precious Kid, asking amateur questions about chip compatibility on an early bulletin board service. These were online video games and forum personas. He writes that as a teenager in 1990s, he acquired in Jetsons-like t-shirts, assuming new identities on a whim, often to leave behind mistakes or embarrassing ideas he had tried out in online conversations. Sometimes he notes he would even use his new identity to attack his prior self, the better to disavow the ignoramus he would be the week before. He was an IT guy descendant, and the resulting autobiography of Edward Snowden split into thirds. Snowden's life before joining the world of spies, his whirlwind 7 years in the intelligence community, and his experience as a whistleblower and international fugitive. Against All Odds, the first of these full 100 pages, largely describing the very least unique part of Snowden's life, a hyper-intelligent but relatively unremarkable high school dropout, is not at all a waste of time. Instead, his portrait of a whistleblower as a young man provides perhaps the most understandable human explanation yet for Snowden's ultimate decision to turn his back on his NSA colleagues, spill the agency's guts, and condemn himself to exile. In it, it's the story of an ambitious geek smart enough to shoot up through the NSA's rank while keeping intact ideals for the internet that were entirely opposed to the others of his employers. The decision had arguably led to real changes. The passage of the USA Freedom Act in 2015 significantly limited the collection of phone records that had previously swept the metadata of every American. Perhaps the clearest illustration among Snowden's revelation of the mass surveillance he sought to expose, Congress is now considering whether to end the metadata collection program altogether, and that is all because of Edward Snowden. But none of that has changed the deep bipartisan resentment of Snowden within the higher ranks of the US government. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff has disputed that Snowden can even be called a whistleblower, while President Trump's Secretary of State Michael Pompeo has called for Snowden's execution. As Edward Snowden says, we have been forced to live a naked before power for a generation. In his resume in one of the interviews which Edward Snowden has done with Wired, he laughed off just the systems administrator tracks. There is no such thing as just a system administrator, Snowden says. The system administrator is always the most powerful person in the entire network. Aside from all the original story, Snowden's origin stories and motives, the last act of Permanent Records documents in more detail than ever before the process of Snowden's leaks from war driving around Hawaii with his laptop to break into vulnerable Wi-Fi weak networks as a means to cover his digital tracks to his escape across the globe from Hawaii to Hong Kong to Moscow, including fresh details about the underreported role of WikiLeaks' Sarah Harrison as his protector and guide. The story climaxes in a tense meeting between Snowden and an officer of the FSB in the Moscow airport. The official does his best briefly to turn Snowden into a Russian intelligence asset. Snowden writes that he interrupted to decline before the pitch was even finished, the better to avoid any unscrupulous editing of hidden recordings of the meeting. Snowden flatly denies that he has had any other interactions with Russian intelligence since. After all, he has never brought a single NSA document to Russia. All I have is what's in my head, and I wasn't willing to give that to them, he says. Man of virtue, would say. He speculates that the Kremlin is satisfied enough with his involuntary role as a living embarrassment to the United States, as American human rights defenders forced to seek asylum in Putin's Russia, rather than the other way around. Regardless of where he might live, above all else, he remains a creature of an online world, an indoor cat, as we would say, as he calls himself. My life has been always been mediated by a screen. What difference does it make whether I'm looking at a screen in New York or Berlin or Moscow? Snowden says, it's all the same. It's the internet. Thank you so much for listening, guys. It has been an absolute pleasure recording this show for you. This was the episode 5 for the season, the Prize of the Truth season 2. That is the concluding season. If you have not listened to a season 1 and season 0.5, please do go out and listen. Season 1 is a full plan, is a fully brought out story of Mr. Ranganathan and Mr. Ambarish, who were the whistleblowers in the biggest scam which was unfolding in the Indian banking industry, and that we have brought out to you. Season 0.5 focuses on the backstory of Mr. Ranganathan, and season 2 is a tribute to all the whistleblowers in the world who have brought out the biggest of the scams in the world and the biggest of the scams in the world. Thank you so much for listening. This was your host, Anurag Manik. Do tune in to the next episode of the Whistleblower series. Thank you so much for listening.